And now from Sin City, the hottest sports betting show in the nation, Friday Night Locks. With your hosts, the betting pros, Justin and Jason. So get suited up, grab a drink, and enjoy the show.
Welcome, pro football bettors. If it's Friday, it's FNL. On tonight's episode, we break down all the games fit to bet for week 6 of the regular season. What's up, T? What's up, Jay? How you guys doing?
What up, what up?
Hi.
Well, I think you can officially change your name, Jay, from the Tin Man to the Heat Miser, because you had the hot hand last week. You called Atlanta and Tennessee, and both of those cashed. I was less successful. I called Cincinnati. They pushed. Neither a win nor a lose, but I also called Cleveland, and they scored 42 points and found a way to lose. So riddle me that one. But we had a really decent week, and we're ready for week 6. I'm fired up. So, T, you survived in Minnesota. That was cool. Last second. Woo!
Yeah, I really didn't think that was going to happen, so...
We keep it rolling.
How it happened.
Well, I have something to say on that note. You know, it comes down to kickers.
Right.
Like, I'm going to be real. I have never in the history of watching football seen what I saw this Sunday, this
crazy.
Past Sunday. And as T loves to always say, you have one fucking job.
Hmm.
Let me give you these stats. Extra points missed. Extra points missed. 10.
10
extra points, chip shots, field goals missed, 12.
Wow.
Now, I'm not talking about 60-yard bombs, you know, prayers to try to win games. I'm talking about a fucking field goal. Miss, shank, whatever. The Bengals game, McPherson was 0-for-2 trying for field goal attempts.
That cost me.
Crosby was 4-for-7 with a missed extra point. Cody Parkey, who we all remember from dinking the upright in the Bears playoff game against Philly,
yep.
Who's been a journeyman ever since, somehow found his way to the Saints, who just got rid of Rojas, who's filling in for Will Lutz due to his injury, and Cody Parkey missed 2 extra points, who was immediately benched by Sean Payton for the rookie, Blake Gillikin, out of Penn State. So that's another story until Will Lutz comes back. We have a bye week this week, so hopefully that'll happen. And in that Vikings game, this is what brings me to that. What T was talking about was Joseph from the Vikings hits a 55-yard field goal to put them up by 10. They're covering with a minute and 2 minutes left. So at that point, Detroit might have tinkered around and tried something, but it wouldn't have been as desperate. He missed it. So now they're only down by that 6 number. What do? They run the ball down, and then they score. And then Joseph has another chance to get it back up, and he shanks a 48-yard field goal.
Mm-hmm.
And then they score to go. The Detroit Lions go up to score and get the 2-point conversion and are winning the game. And then out of all this whole game where they couldn't score, Cousins takes him down the field in 10 seconds, and then Joseph kicks a 53-yard field goal to win that game, to survive for T and for a lot of people in this town. You can hit a 55-yarder, you can hit a 53-yarder, but you can't hit a 48-yarder.
Right.
All those field goals in that Cincinnati Packers game, they were 48 yards. They were nothing. This is highway robbery. These guys are just as bad as baseball closers. And they are robbing, they are going into these GM's offices with pistols, and they're robbing them. They're saying, give me all your money, give me all you got. It's thievery, bro. They're stealing money from their teams.
Do you adjust as a coach and start going for 2? Is that the move?
I don't know what the move is, dude, but I think kickers are costing people ball games.
And money.
And money, and gamblers, and survivors. How mad are you going to be if Detroit comes back and wins that game outright on the field?
How mad are you going to be if Detroit, you have them on the money line and they fucking pull a huge upset?
I just think that, I don't know, dude. Two things bother me as a bettor. when a team is winning in baseball and the closer comes in and starts nibbling around the plate and he walks the guy, and you know right then and there, this dude ain't got his stuff. He's nibbling. He's afraid of his stuff. He doesn't have command. Pop, 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 biggity, bing, 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 and then he walks off the field with his head shaking because he just blew the save and the game. Mm. Kickers are doing the same thing. 2 seconds left on the clock. You either win the game or you lose the game. And you know what I'm seeing more and more? The kicker ripping the little chin strap off, shaking his head, and walking off the field all somber. And you know what he still does? He still cashes his fucking check every fucking Monday.
So you're saying withhold all pay for kickers until they start making these field goals.
Dude, if you don't make a free throw, it's like seriously, incentivize. Like at some point, get that money back. These owners are paying big chips. And it's costing people games. And you know what? Don't let it cost you a playoff game. Don't let it cost you a Super Bowl. Mm. And the teams with good kickers, like the guys like Harrison Butker from Kansas City that are money. The guy, like even Nick Folk, missed that little shank, you know, that field goal in the wind on Sunday night against Tampa Bay that could have beat Tampa Bay.
True.
Dude drilled 5 50-yard field goals last week. That's how you come back from that. You know what I'm saying? But these dudes, Crosby's 4 for 7. Come on, dude. It's inexcusable. And I'm not going to go on and on and on. You know, T was talking about surviving, and I was watching her. She was on the edge of the couch. And Minnesota, like, because of a kicker.
That was an absolutely sick win for Survivor, though. You're stoked, T.
Yeah, barely. So that makes me nervous for this weekend, but we'll get there.
Anyway, I had to say that. I'm sorry. It's just...
No, it's true.
12 field goals and 10 extra points, dude. Almost every game, if you go down the list, had to miss something. Almost every game.
The real question is, what time do I start praying to my Tommy Lasorda God that the Dodgers win game 5 tonight?
Oh boy.
Speaking of relievers, which I love the Dodgers relievers, San Francisco scares the living shit out of me. But can we do it, dude, in Candlestick? Please. Is it even called Candlestick anymore? Where are they fucking playing these?
No, they are -110 each.
Oracle Park.
Oracle Park. Told you.
Justin, speaking of Candlestick.
Do you think the Dodgers can win?
I will pray. I have my free Dodger hoodie that they gave away on hoodie night on. I have all my candles. I have a shrine to Oral Hershiser and Fernando. Let's go, Dodgers. We need this.
I got to tell you, this is an interesting stat. This kid would shut them down in game 1.
He's frightening.
He was unhittable.
He's fucking frightening. They can't lay a glove on this guy.
But they've already seen him once. So maybe, you know, we could watch some stuff.
Bro,
secondly, you know that he's 20-22 in his last 22 starts for San Francisco this season.
Okay.
And he's 7-0 at home.
Great.
Urias is 19 out of 22 in the last 22 games he's pitched for the Dodgers. This game at the book is Dodgers -110.
Okay.
San Francisco -110.
A 50-50 shot.
But both teams, there's not like a 110 and a 105 or a 100. Like it's -110. -110. It's a coin flip. Pick a side, any side. Everyone's saying, play the San Francisco -180 plus a run and a half at home because I think this game could go into extra innings, blah, 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 blah. All I know is they hate each other. As I mentioned last week, they have 105, 106 wins between them. You got two pitchers that in 45 games have only lost 3.
Mm.
This is going to be nuts. And I'm just saying, put your seatbelt on. Of course we want the Dodgers, but you know what? Tough environment.
This is a huge
game 5.
Fucking huge game. What I noticed was
game 5.
The Dodgers were swinging at a lot of shitty pitches from Wood. He was like trailing off. Everything was in the dirt, but it was working for him. Like he got the Dodgers to chase all night long.
But he kept doing it. You knew what he was going to do watching it on TV, and he just kept doing it.
Doing it. And they kept falling for it. But I like what you said. And anybody who's played baseball, when you take that first strike, the dugout always says, now you've seen it, kid. Now you know what's up. So if there's any sort of truth to that, please, for the love of Tommy Lasorda, for the love of Oral Hershiser, for the love
Don Sutton,
the Penguin, Ron Say, Steve Garvey, give me Kirk Gibson.
Joe Ferguson.
Bro, I got to have my Dodgers tonight. I got to have my Dodgers tonight. I got to have it.
Okay, well, let's go Dodgers.
I love L.A.
Yeah.
I'm just having too much fun. Let's talk about some football, guys.
Yeah, we got a good show.
The only thing more fun than watching football is betting on it. Ready to make some cash? Gentlemen, lock it up.
I will be playing, and you don't have to out there, or you don't have to, Jay, and you don't have to, T. I will be playing the Jacksonville Jaguars in the London game, because I'm 1-0 in London, so let's keep that train moving.
You are 1-0 in London.
I'm 1-0 in London. I want to go to London next year. Can we do a pod from London next year? Can we promise that we do our pod from London one of these weeks?
I would love to.
You're getting very fancy over there, I have to say.
Yeah.
All I'm saying is that the Jags, as everyone knows, is kind of like a London team. Like, they're like London digs the Jags. The Jags are the only team in the NFL that play in London every single year. Their owner actually petitioned Roger Goodell to move the team to London. He was for real dead set on moving the team to London, and Goodell said, slow down, take it easy. You know, this is still America. They lose a home game every year to play this game, and they're fine with that. And that is where they're at this week. They're a home favorite. And I will say one thing I do know about this game. Someone from the state of Florida will win. I do know that.
You're putting money on
anyway,
that.
Anyway, I can put money on that. All I'm going to say is they're 0-5. If they're going to win a game, I'm telling you right now, on a neutral site, this is where they do it. And I know I talked a lot of shit about Urban last week, and they got smashed by Tennessee. We broke out the banjos, and that's what happened. But at the same time, they're still fighting, man. They're still, like, scoring and putting up points. Miami has showed me absolutely nothing. Nothing. I don't have a handicap. I don't have an ATS. I don't have a this. I don't have a that. I don't give a fuck. Until Miami shows me that they can put together four downs and do something besides just shit the bed, I'm fading them. And I'm getting Jacksonville at 3.5 at home in my little London town. London Bridge is falling down. Give me the Jags. I don't have anything further to say about this, that, and the other. Yeah, it might be muggy. It might be rainy. It might be London. It might be early. It might be jet lag. I don't give a fuck. The Jacksonville Jaguars win this game on the field. Moneyline the Jags. Raise the flags. Let's go.
You're going to be surprised because in the beginning of the week when you were sniffing around the Jags, I was like, well, most times the favorites win in London, but the more I started to do research on this game, the more I'm kind of coming around to your position, and I like sprinkling a little on the money line. I agree with you. This could be the Jags' first win, and they are comfortable in London, but more importantly, it's equally a fade of Miami. Something's really wrong there.
Agree.
And they said Tua may come back this week. I'm not even sure that that helps them that much. If there's a huge difference between Tua and Brissett, I think the whole team, there's just something really wrong with them. They're getting blown out almost every Sunday. They're not stopping anyone. And last year, I'm going to talk about the Washington football team in a sec, but it's kind of like Washington. Miami was supposed to have this great defense, but they can't seem to stop anybody. I think maybe Jax gets their first win here. I think the real question is, Urban Meyer coming up on a bye week after Jags in London, there's some speculation that he might get the axe.
But we're going to find out because that is exactly the position that they're in. Mm-hmm. If he goes 0-6, then going into the bye, that gives Singh a chance to say, okay, you know what,
we're moving on,
go take the fucking SC job. Everyone knows he wants the SC job. If he even makes it through the year, he's still going to quit and take the SC job. You heard it here first. Urban Meyer is a new head coach at USC, period. But if they're going to win, this is the week they're going to win, and it's a money line bet for me. I'll take the 3.5 because the hook is always beautiful. But this is the spot. This is the one. You know, I don't think the team is so anti-Urban Meyer as they are some other coaches in this league. Miami's showing me nothing. So give me the Jags. Give me the Jags. Lock it up.
Jason, the Chiefs are really struggling this year.
Yep.
Especially with that loss last week. And now they face Washington on the road this week. How do you see this matchup happening?
Look, I agree with you, T. The Chiefs are struggling this year. Their defense is non-existent. But I feel like this is a buy-low situation. I feel like there's too much pride in this organization. Patrick Mahomes is too good of a QB. They're not going to just settle. They've lost their last 3 out of 4 games. They're reeling right now. But we saw what they did when their back was against the wall in Philadelphia. They came out and smoked the Eagles. And I'm predicting that they do the same thing here. I like KC when their back is against the wall. I think they have to make a statement to the league. Don't write us off just yet. Washington, on the other side of the ball, their defense has been terrible. They got blown out by the Saints. They were supposed to have the sickest defense of all, and they've dropped like a stone. So these are two defenses that can't stop anyone. I think Patrick Mahomes is going to run up the score. Taylor Heinicke is going to try to keep pace, but I don't think Taylor Heinicke is going to be able to keep pace. And I think Kansas City comfortably covers. It's at 6.5 right now. I think they win by a touchdown. I like this stat right here. KC 7-0 straight up and ATS in the last 7 games against Washington. For me, this is the spot for KC. Everyone in the league is writing them off, and that's why I like them. Again, it's a fire sale. It's buy low. I'll bet on Mahomes. I think he has a lot of good football left. I know their defense is horrible, but I'm counting on their offense to steamroll, and that's my handicap. Take KC -6.5.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to go on a limb and say the season's over, but, you know, they've already gone from a Super Bowl favorite to now I think they're 6-1 or something like that. It's like they were like plus, they were like minus money when the season started. And I'm not going to go out on a limb and say, oh, it's over. They got to, you know, this is a must win. I feel like they play their best games or they've played their best games this year on the road.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they've, I don't know if it's pressure or the fans or whatever, but I feel like they've played some of their best games on the road. And, you know, the offense is sick, and I don't think in this spot it's about keeping up, right?
Right.
They're going to put 30 on the board.
Right.
They're going to put 30 on the board. So I don't see in any form in the world where the Washington football team can hang with that. Washington football game, interesting stat, and I'll leave it at this. They're 31 out of 32 in the league on third downs.
Wow, I didn't know that.
They're also 31st out of 32nd on defense, stopping a third down.
That's a huge stat. That's huge.
So on both sides of the ball, on third down, they're damn near last. You can't do that with Mahomes, dude, because he's going to light your ass up. I think that, yeah, their defense sucks, and I think they know that. And I think that now the thing is to do is put up 40 every week and then hope your defense can hang.
Yeah.
I think they easily cover this number. Easily, easily cover this number.
I'm glad you agree. Let's go KC -6.5 and lock it up.
All right, let's take it over to Justin. The Cowboys are a road favorite at New England on Sunday. What is the right side of this game?
The Dallas Cowboys.
Right.
The spread is 3.5. In what world do I see that spread is 3.5? Dallas Cowboys are 4-0-1 ATS this season. And the one was a push on the road in Los Angeles in the Chargers' very first ever game in that stadium. And you know what? The Chargers are pretty damn good. They've played the Bucks. They've played the Chargers. Of course, they beat up on their rival Philly. They beat up on their rival New York. Dallas smashed Carolina, who was 3-0 at the time. Dak Prescott is very impressive. He's 122 for 165 in attempts, which is a completion rate of 72%. He's got almost 1,400 yards passing, 13 touchdowns with 3 picks. Dude, he's on pace for 45 TDs and 4,700 yards. I think he's going to throw for 50 and 5,000 yards. The dude's got Amari Cooper, CeeDee Lamb, Dalton Schultz, Zeke Elliott, Tony Pollard, like an all-star team. Cedric Wilson in his small role. Michael Gallup when he's healthy. Amari Cooper has 4 touchdowns in 5 games. That's no joke. And on the other side of the ball, Tony Pollard has 325 yards rushing as a backup. He has more rushing yards than Najee Harris. And on the other side of the ball, they were horrible on defense last year. Now they rank number 1 in takeaways. They have 10 picks. And we all know that Trevon Diggs has 6 of those. Unreal.
Ridiculous.
6 picks in 5 games. And they're a little banged up on D. Not to mention, Lyle Collins is suspended. They don't have him. Mm-hmm. And, dude, this is more of like a New England doesn't have the guns handicap than Dallas is so great. Okay? Dallas has definitely improved. Kellen Moore has this offense, high-flying, young, just imaginative, like just the new future of football, airing it out. Dak is having a blast. So happy to be back. And Belichick is usually that handicap. It's usually an auto. Belichick after a loss. Belichick after a home loss. Belichick did it. I love Bill Belichick. He's the GOAT of coaches. But you know what? He doesn't have the guns, man. He doesn't have, just like we just talked about with Kansas City. In this situation, what can New England possibly put up? 25 like they did last week against Houston with a third-string quarterback kicking 5 field goals? If Dallas puts up 35, they win by 10. This 3.5 is a trap, or not a trap, but it's like bait. It's like, come to New England. There's a reason. There's no reason. There's no reason. There's no rhyme. Is Mac Jones doing okay? Yeah, he's got 5 touchdowns and 5 picks. Not great. Quarterback ratings around 80, whatever. He's a rookie. He doesn't make a lot of mistakes, but he's not killing it either. And was he the right move for the future? Sure. Did Bill Belichick make the right move, like getting him in there for the rebuild? Sure. Would they be 1-4 with Cam Newton? No. No. Would he have been better served holding the clipboard on the sideline maybe for a year? I don't know. I just know one thing. They can't fuck with Dallas. There's too much, bro. So give me the comeback player of the year. Guaranteed Dak Prescott. Let alone possible MVP. Can he run them both back? Give me the big D, the new improved big D. How about them Cowboys?
How about them Cowboys? I love your stat, 401 ATS, and it's because everybody can't recognize how good the Cowboys are this year yet, and that's why you get them cheap. This line started at 4. All the sharps came in and said, Belichick, Belichick, Belichick. No. And they're all the New England money comes in, and that's when we bet the other way. We bet against all that New England hype, and we say we're getting the Cowboys cheap. Cowboys are rolling. Cowboys' run game is ridiculous. I'm not sure Belichick should be as feared without Brady. He's a great coach, good for him, but most of his success is with Tom Brady. And we see how he is without Tom Brady. He's 50-50. And I don't know why anyone thinks New England's going to hang with Dallas. Dallas is trucking fools this year. And I don't particularly know why this spread isn't 5. So,
dude, I mean, juggernaut on, and like Dak is throwing the ball all over the place.
I just don't think there's a lot of attention on the Cowboys right now. So they're like quietly.
Because they're all waiting for them to fade and do the Cowboy thing. And Stephen A's, everybody's like, you'll see. Just wait. That's the whole thing with Dallas. Just wait. Keep waiting, dude, because they're pouring it on and they're getting stronger. God forbid an injury to any key player, like again with Dak or again with, you know, Zeke or CeeDee or something. That would hurt. But I'll tell you one thing, man. They are rolling down the river, and they've played some good football teams. They played Tampa Bay. They were a missed field goal away from winning that game.
Shoulda.
In Tampa. Mm-hmm. Easy 48-yard field goal missed by Zerloin. Not to mention he missed 2 extra points in that game. Don't get me started. They beat L.A. Chargers in their own world. The Chargers only lost this season.
Right.
So it's like, I don't know, dude. Actually, wait a second. They're 5-0 against the spread because they were an underdog in that
They are 5-0, and
they're 5-0.
They're 5-0, and I think what you're saying is the public has not woken up to the fact that Dallas is on sale every weekend. They're on sale. They should not be at 3.5. Jump on them. I love your handicap. I'm on those Cowboys with you.
Lock it up.
All right. Let's talk about the Bengals. They're playing the Lions this week. We remember the Lions game of last week. Jason, how do you see this game ending up?
You got to lose your mind in Detroit. Rock City. Get up.
Get up and get down.
All the crying from their head coach and all the biting of the kneecaps are not going to save you, Detroit. I love your fighting spirit, but you just don't have the horses. Aww. My boy Joey Covers is going to do it again. He should have done it last week. It wasn't his fault. It was the kicker's fault. Should have beat Green Bay. I like Cincinnati here. 3.5 on the road. Here's a fun stat. Cincinnati, 7-3 ATS in their last 10 games as a road favorite. Three words, three names, Ja'Marr Chase, T. Higgins, Tyler Boyd. Detroit has no secondary. Joe Mixon, healthy. I just feel like the Bengals are going to come in. They're coming off a loss. They should have beat Green Bay. I love Joey Covers. I think what he's going to face in Detroit is a much less opponent than he faced last week in Green Bay. I think they get it going. And if they have to, they're going to have to throw with Jared Goff to keep up. We all know I have no love lost for Jared Goff. God bless him. He's on a shit team. He tries every week, but it's not going to be enough. Detroit has a decent run game, but that's about it. I think Cincinnati's a much better team than people think. I think Cincinnati's defense is actually much stouter than people think. And I just believe in Joey Covers, and I like the chemistry that he has with Ja'Marr Chase. I look for big plays in this one. It's a short road favorite at 3.5. Give me the Bengals on the road in Detroit Rock City to cover this number. What do you think, Jay?
You know, I'm looking at it. I agree. Also, Joey Covers is on throat rest. Did you hear that?
I did hear that.
He had a throat laceration, and the doctor told him not to talk, so I don't know how he's going to be barking out calls super loud in
He's going to point to the end zone, yeah, and that's where he's going to throw it.
You know, at some point, something's got to give, and Detroit's got to win one.
Yep.
It ain't going to be this weekend. It just ain't. What he did last week against the Packers is exactly what I said in my handicap last week in that game.
Yeah.
Is that he was going to torch him deep.
We should have had that. We should have had that one.
Ja'Marr Chase went nuts, just like I said he would. Another 50-yard gash. And Detroit has the same problems. And Detroit can't score in the red zone. And the Bengals will stop the run. And it's just, what do you live by? Do you live by Goff? You know, under what's he going to do? He's going to choke it up. Do you live by Swift getting stopped and stuffed at the 1-yard line like he did 3 weeks ago against the Bears? Dude, they just have so many problems. And the crying after the game, you know, does it motivate you? Do you like to see your head coach cry? Does it make you think he cares? I don't know. All I know is he was crying. And he was crying because they're 0-5, and he doesn't know what the fuck to do. And I just think that in this situation, the Lions are not getting any of the breaks. They should have beat Minnesota last week. Thank God they didn't. I just don't see it. I think Cincinnati's pissed. I don't think they're going to miss 2 field goals this week. I don't think Joey Burrow's going to throw that pick on the 12-yard line like he did last week. Mm-hmm. I think they're going to learn by these things. I do think Zach Taylor's doing a pretty fair job at coaching. And I think that Cincinnati Bengal team, just like I said last week, you know, they're going to start being faves, and they're not going to be that underdog that the Bengals have always been. And when you say the name Bengals, you're not going to go the Bengals. And here they are, road fucking fave. And I think it's a touchdown, maybe a 10-point win here.
I love it.
I agree.
Love it. Bengals, lock it up.
Is It's teaser time. Two teams, one bet, 6 full points. So tasty.
All right, let's put together some teasers. As everybody knows, we are red hot in our teaser section. We have only lost 1 week. We are 4-1 in our teaser selections. If you are betting $100 million, you would be up $300 million by now. What is your problem? Let's go. We're going to put together another winning teaser. I'm going to throw something out here. And you're going to either love it or hate it. But I'm going to start with Houston plus 16 at Indy. Thoughts?
Indianapolis is horrible. Don't give me anything that could say more about Carson Shitz. They suck. His shit splints. All of his shitty passes and his shitty sacks and his shitty decisions. I like it. I like it a lot,
it's
and I'll tell you why.
So ugly, it just might work.
Yeah, their kicker, Blankenship, Rodrigo Blankenship, missed 2 field goals last week and an extra point, and now they're saying it's because, you know, he's got a hip thing or something's wrong.
Oh, it's got the hip wrong.
he won't be healthy. He will not be playing, so there goes their kicking game. And they blew it last week. That's another kicker that if he would have made a field goal from the 19-yard line, the Ravens would have been down by 10, and then they could have ran down the field, and they still wouldn't have mattered. Mm-hmm. But he missed. So they got backdoor boogied, and they lost the game. So I don't see much difference. 16 points, I'll take it. Houston has been competitive all year. I like it. There's a couple more that I like, though.
Let's hear it.
Do a quick round
robin. Yeah, let's do it.
I like the Chicago Bears.
Getting 10.5.
Getting 11.
Oh, are they up to 5 now? Okay.
Circa's got him at 5. So give me the Bears at home plus 11 against their division rival. And I want to make this clear, too, when we talk about the Bears, because one of my best friends out here is a Bears fan, and he lives and dies by the Bears. Mm-hmm. So does his girl. But I hate Matt Nagy. And I bet you he does, too. This is the guy that signed Andy Dalton for $13 million. This is the guy that passed up on Patrick Mahomes for Mitchell Trubisky. This guy's a clown. Mm. This guy's like, Justin Fields isn't ready. Now he's ready. You know, I love the Bears. I love their organization. They're historical. I hate Matt Nagy, and I just put that in the books.
It was a good game last week, though, too.
It was a great game. And Justin Fields is coming around, and, you know, he's a little tweaked up, but they said he's going to play. So, dude, this is a big game at the house. They hated Packers coming into town. I still feel like the Packers are a week away from getting beat. Like, they keep pulling out these little bullets. They pulled it out against the Steelers. They played shitty against the Steelers. They pulled it out last week against the Bengals. They shouldn't have.
Mm-hmm.
Give me the Bears plus 11 at Soldier Field? That's a lot of fucking points.
That's a lot of points.
I know it won't make the pod or it won't make the, you know, it won't come out on time, but obviously the Bucks tonight would have been a great tease. And then that takes me to the Rams. The Giants are totally beat up. Daniel Jones may or may not play.
Yeah.
9.5. Get that down to, what, 3.5? I like that a lot,
too. And you're the Rams whisperer. I feel like you always have your finger on the pulse of the Rams. I feel like this is the spot where the Rams always, like, blow teams out. And the New York Giants, they're so banged up. They're so injured. Like,
so injured.
So you're saying Rams, you'd get them at -3.5? Is that the line?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I almost like the Rams -10, dude.
I heard it.
I mean, I just don't see what the Giants can do. And no offense to the Giants or anyone else. And I'm not saying the Rams are the greatest thing either. But in this spot, they're banged up. Daniel Jones is progressing from his injury. You don't know. Joe Judge doesn't know what he's going to do.
I agree.
I think that's pretty clear cut. I mean, there's a lot here, Jay. Like, yeah. The Chiefs down to 1. The fucking
Chiefs down to 1/2. It's at 6.5.
What's the other one I loved?
You get Balti plus 3 as a home dog. You get Chargers plus 9.
Right, either way, exactly.
I mean, either way there.
You could get the Bills with 1/2. You could get
Bills.
The Titans to 11.5. You could get Pittsburgh -1. Broncos, I like a lot after this Raider thing. I know sometimes people rally around the coach getting fired because there's new blood and there's new energy. Not this week. This too much in the news. Too much turmoil about this. Their heads are heavy, whether they liked Gruden or not. And I think the Broncos lost last week against Pitt. That's another one. For me to be comfortable, I like the Bears plus 11.
Okay.
I like the Rams. Those are the two that I would fuck with.
Okay. So Bears plus 11, Rams minus 3.5. I kind of like your Buffalo just to win the game.
Yeah.
That's kind of like, who's going to beat Buffalo right now?
I just don't know who the Titans can stop. And I just think Derrick Henry's a beast and all that great stuff. But the Buffalo has two shutouts this year. They smashed Kansas City last Sunday night. They would have to have a hiccup.
Tennessee's defense is garbage.
They're coming around. They're 3-2, right? They're better than the Colts are doing. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they're still 3-2 with that horrible
defense. They've just been playing cupcakes. What about, all right, so you like Chicago better than Houston?
I don't mind Houston plus 16. That's a lot of points in the NFL.
Do you like?
But I do like Chicago at home plus 11.
So Chicago's your number one lock plus 11. So Shy plus 11. So let's do round robin real quick. You like Houston plus 16, Rams minus 3.5, Bills at basically pick, or
Rams or Houston? Take out the Bills.
Okay, take out the Bills. So Rams or Houston?
They're on the road. You know how I feel about that road survivor.
Right, right. Rams or Houston? We feel like the Rams are going to smash them, right?
Yeah. What are the Giants going to do? Houston's on the road. The Rams are on the road.
Houston getting 16 points. The Colts don't blow anybody out. They're not even built that way.
And everyone in town is talking about the Colts might not even cover that number of 9 or 9, whatever it is, 9.5. Everyone in town is screaming that.
By the way,
could they cover? Yeah, but you know what? They're banged up. They got no kicker. They might not cover the 9.
I kind of like our ugly, ugly underdog teaser that's shaping up here. Chicago plus 11, Houston plus 16. That's a fun teaser.
What about a three-team
teaser? That's so ugly. What are you going to add?
The Rams.
Rams
do
minus...
Do a three-teamer.
Rams minus 3.5. Are we going to add Buffalo pick?
That's a four-teamer.
Let's go.
What does that pay? Like $20 pays like $375? Well, what does that pay?
For every $10 that you bet, you get $175,000 back.
I'll take it. Let's go.
The best $10 ever spent.
All right.
Let's go, baby.
I believe we have our first ever FNL three-team teaser, and that pays a lot. Okay. This is exciting.
No pressure.
This is very exciting. I love that. Okay. For our teaser, we're going to go Bears plus 11. Texans plus 16, Rams minus 3.5. Three-team teaser for the very first time. Lock it up. All right, let's talk about Survivor. T, you are absolutely on fire. Let's keep it rolling. You won
5-0.
You won your Vikes Survivor pick last week. Everybody wants to know, what are you thinking this week?
I feel like the Rams game is just an easy pick to go to, but sometimes you just have to go with the easy pick.
Yep.
As like a safety. And the Giants last week lost not only their quarterback, their first wide receiver, and one of their star players. Mm-hmm. I feel like they're a bit damaged this week. Mm-hmm. So I feel like I'm going to go with that one. But on the twist of things, it's a Survivor pick, so if a lot of people pick the Rams, then I haven't stood out in the crowd, or I win with them, I lose with them. So nothing changes in my
good strategy
balance in the Survivor League. Obviously, the point is to knock out people. So I think maybe secondarily, the Colts game. The Colts aren't the best. Their record's not the best, but I feel like they can come back against the Texans. Mm-hmm.
That's a great idea, because when are you going to use the Colts
right.
again?
Right, exactly. And they're 1-4 right now, I think.
They're at home. They got to beat Houston. Houston's feisty, but
they're a little deficient, I feel like. So maybe I'll just come in on that second play. I think everyone's going to pick the Rams. Like you guys were saying in your teaser, it's just a no-brainer right now.
The two I'm hearing is the Rams and the Bucks. We're obviously, again, we're going to miss the Bucks because it's Thursday night game. But right. around town, that word, everyone's already done it. I've already done it. It's already in.
Right.
Rams, Bucks. It's I already placed it. So, yeah, you're going to live and die by those two this week.
Yeah. And, but to use a lesser value team right now and maybe
you lose
keep
your
Rams
for the rest of the year. Right.
So, I don't know. I'm between the Rams and the Colts, but I'm the more risk is on the Colts, but. I don't know.
Who do you pick as your coach?
Who do I pick as my coach? Mm. I don't know. That's a hard one.
Gwen Stefani.
I choose John.
Christina Aguilera.
I know.
Okay, the Colts.
The Colts.
Take the risk.
Ooh.
Wow, I love that.
Take the risk.
Dangerous.
Sorry, everyone out there listening.
Just so you know, she's already punching in the Rams as we speak.
No, I'm not.
On her website.
I just like to start thinking about it. I have 2 days to figure it out and finalize it. But just those are my two. So pick one of those and you should be good.
I like that. That's game.
I like that. Hey, give them a choice.
That's game.
Give your mom, give Jason's mom and your sister a choice.
That's game theory right now. My mom is sitting at home with a pack of Stogues agonizing over her Survivor pick right now. Freaking the fuck out. Rams or Colts? Let's go.
And my friend Sam, who's very, very, very good at fantasy football, she's also female. I think it's now 33% viewership between the three of those ladies now.
It's actually 25 because my buddy John made it very clear that he is a listener and he's a male. So we do have one male listener out
Woo-hoo!
There. So between Sam, your Jason's mom, and your sister, then there's John.
I feel like John might be diluting our brand at this point.
Yeah.
Stop listening. No, I'm just kidding.
Come on, John. Get a sex change and get in the game.
Ooh, that's funny.
I love it.
All right, let's recap our picks. We like Jacksonville in London getting points plus 3.5. We like KC Chiefs. Let's go. Bounce back Mahomes minus 6.5. Dallas Cowboys minus 3.5. Cincinnati Bengals minus 3.5. Our teaser, three-team teaser this week for the very first time. Let's go. Bears plus 11. Houston plus 16. Rams minus 3.5. And if you cash that three-team teaser, it pays much more than our regular two-teamers. So that's fun. And T's survivor pick. She's going with the Colts with a backup pick with the LA Rams. Either way, you will survive. Don't forget, we post all of our contest picks for Circa on our IG at Friday Night Locks every Saturday after 3 p.m. So check us out there.
Guys, what a show. Love it. There's nothing I'd rather do once a week than this. Everybody, grab a drink, beat the book, go get them this week, and we're going to see you next week.
And we may be visual coming up soon, so keep an eye,
look
keep a lookout for that.
Literally, look.
You may be able to see our faces soon. Have a good weekend, everybody.
Peace.
Bye.
Thank you for supporting Friday Night Locks by clicking the like and subscribe button and leaving us a review. Thanks again for tuning in and see you all next week. Good luck at the book.